from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the re-wrap for Monday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning we're not as confident as we were. The crusade against the Waikato DHB continues, because it has to. A Bitcoin update for you, and putting your kids to work. But speaking of work, what about working for the doll rather than just sitting around not doing anything?
It's not called work for the doll, she insisted. There are limits as to how much you should expect people to do. There must be dignity in work, all the usual hot air that's held us back. And the great tragedy of the Labor stance on the subject is that they're the ones who argued black and blue during the campaign that we don't need the immigrants because we'll just get the jobless to do the work instead. So which is it? The ones without the work do the work, or are we treating those without the work with kid gloves and cotton wool? You will note the government, mainly in the form of Labor, have backtracked, if not run for the hills, on their migration crackdown. Listen next time it's raised. The 30,000 cutback will no longer be mentioned. It'll be the line, we're not fixated on numbers. And the reason they're not fixated is because they finally worked out what the rest of us already knew. Their promises were delusional, and we do exactly we do need the people to swing the hammers. We need lots of them. Anyway, back to Jones. Welfare. Two-way street. We simply cannot hand out money for nothing the way we do. There are sadly people in this country who do not want to work. This is still an economy with a myriad of jobs for those who want them. If you don't have a job, it may be you're in a tiny town, or you have no skills, or you have no desire. Either way, if the government can get you to dig a hole and put a pine tree in it, then why not? You're outside, you're working in a physical environment, you might develop an appetite for work, you might find the inspiration and dignity that comes with work. It is a sensible, solid and good idea. And Shane Jones should hold his coalition snowflakes to account. He should stare them down if they offer up excuses and reasons as to why this sort of idea shouldn't be adopted and promoted and spread throughout the country. There are lots of issues in life that are complex and detailed and hard to nail. This isn't one of them. If you don't work, the government has some for you. It is quid pro quo. You want the government's help, they want yours. How hard can it be?
Yeah, a bit of a pity that we had an interview all lined up with the guy whose idea it was, Shane Jones, and then he couldn't even be bothered turning up for that. That doesn't bode well for a scheme which is supposed to get people who can't be bothered working to work. Anyway, doesn't it inspire confidence? And in fact, it sounds like a lot of people haven't been inspired to confidence at the moment, according to recent surveys.
Business likes National because history shows they're good with the economy. And we have had in these past 8 years a very successful ride. Now, this is seen to be at risk under Labor. A lot of spending, a lot of promises that so far are either being fudged or backpedaled on or explained away. This government has not got off to a robust and successful start. They look like amateurs out of their depth. And all surveys are reflecting this. The services sector, which accounts for 2/3 of the economic activity, manufacturing, building and confidence. Now, they're not all down. Some are still rising, but the rate of rise has slowed in every single one of them. And confidence, which really is the one that you want to look at, that is down. And it's down in a major way. Confidence, in many respects, is everything. If you don't feel good, it all falls apart from there. Confidence leads to spending and hiring and expansion. Lack of confidence leads to the opposite. So Grant Robertson, in his first big speech to business, was working hard, talking about surpluses and meeting targets, and it'll all be spelled out in numbers-wise in the fiscal update this Thursday week. Now, to be fair, many of these numbers still go back to the previous government, of course, and we really have to give this new lot a good run-in before we start to judge too harshly. I mean, my personal view on big picture matters like policy is you get your first term, your first 3 years, to blame the previous lot for most things, and after that you're on your own. I mean, the first term should be about correcting whatever it is you see as wrong, put the changes and the fixes in place. The second term is about those changes coming to fruition, which, if you've been right, leads, of course, to a third term. But the tightrope this government walks is that they inherited a spanking economy with a pile of money, and all they managed to do so far is spook business. This survey and result, they've got to own themselves. Confidence is right here, right now, and lack of it impacts immediately, hence the importance of the Robertson reassurance. If they'd inherited a mess, I'd be sympathetic. They could run the line that fixing stuff takes time. But in this case, there's nothing to fix. So there's really no excuse for the survey numbers being the way they are.
Well, he says there's nothing to fix, and yet, as you will be well aware, over the last few weeks we've been trying to fix the DHB system, mostly by whinging about it until somebody does something. It's a bit like the Simpson kids, they just say the thing that they want over and over and over and over and over again until Homer gives in. Anyway, we're hoping that that will work with the government.
It's hard to believe I'm still talking here yet again about the Waikato DHB. The purchase of a virtual health platform by the District Health Board is now to be probed by the Auditor General. You've got to wonder just how many probes and investigations and looking intos there's going to be into the Waikato Health Board. This is a smart health product. The procurement process was from a company called HealthTap. It was a two-year contract with this company called HealthTap. Powers the DHB's controversial smart health app has been revealed to have cost taxpayers almost $15 million. And the amount stated in this particular Audit New Zealand review has never before been revealed to the public. In other words, the public, the people who pay for it, didn't know how much it cost. It kept the cost of HealthTap a closely guarded secret. So yet another problem for the Waikato DHB, and you've got to ask yourself, how long does it go on for and when does it end?
Yeah, I think your problem with your virtual health platform is that getting virtually better, treating yourself virtually and getting a virtual cure doesn't stop you from dying, probably. That's, you need actual help sometimes. I don't know, I'm a layman, I don't understand how these things work. I don't understand how Bitcoin works either. It's been going up and down, up and down.
Bitcoin developments over the weekend, so lost a fifth of its value in the latter part of last week, but there's a hedge fund guy called Mike Novogratz, who's famous in the field. He says this is going to become popular. It is going to become mainstream. Also over the weekend, Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, who of course they made a movie about, 4 years ago, they put in about $15 million into Bitcoin. It's ballooned by over 10,000%. They are the first $1 billion returners or earners on Bitcoin, first billionaires from Bitcoin. This is over the weekend. PwC, one of the world's largest accounting firms, PricewaterhouseCoopers, they've accepted the first Bitcoin payment for advisory services out of Hong Kong. So if you think it's going mainstream, you don't get much more mainstream than a major accounting firm. And then a US regulator is going to let a couple of traditional exchanges begin trading in Bitcoin itself. The announcement from the Commodities Future Trading Commission, the CFTC. So in other words, what they're looking for desperately in these cryptocurrencies is for mainstream money to go, you know what, you guys can play ball. So PwC and the CFTC have said yes, and that's how you become mainstream. So maybe in a couple of years, there are no credit cards, there is no cash, it's all Bitcoins. Who would know?
I felt so sorry for those Winklevosses after watching The Social Network. And
well, they're doing okay now.
Yeah, I probably don't really need to feel that. They bought it when it was $9, the Bitcoin. Apparently.
Just from the Bitcoin. You get in low and you ride the wave, as they say.
Yeah, another reason I don't need to feel sorry for them, if you look them up, the Winklevoss twins, they are actually better looking than the movie stars who played them in the movie. So it's not all going badly for them. I mean, they may have been taken slightly advantage of by Steve Zuckerberg, but they came out all right in the end, I think you could say. And it sounds like the Hosking Hawksby kids may well end up in the same boat, given their work ethic.
Katie and I had an epiphany yesterday morning. It was 9 o'clock Sunday morning, sitting down to breakfast, and there wasn't a person in the house apart from us. And we thought, what the hell happened there? Smallest one was over at a sleepover, to be fair, but the other four, you know where the other four were? Sunday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, they were all working. Every single one of them now got a job over the holiday period. They cannot work enough hours. They cannot. One of them comes home Saturday night, Sunday morning. One of them has the responsibility of cleaning up, tidying up, locking up and closing down the business. And he does that when the businesses, they don't have closing hours. That's when the customers run out. That's when they close the doors. And so he comes home at 1:45 in the morning. 1:45 Saturday night, Sunday morning. He's up first thing on Sunday, out the door to do another shift. And that is all you can ask for from your kids, isn't it? If your kids are out there working, and there is no excuse not to be working, there are jobs galore, as Shane Jones is trying to tell us this morning. There is work aplenty in this country if you want to go out and look for it. And all four of them, 9 o'clock on a Sunday, are out there working, earning money, couldn't be happier, asking for all the hours God send, because they've worked out that if you work hard, you get out of bed, you go somewhere, you socialise, you get a little bit organized, and at the end of it, you know what? You got a little bit of money in your pocket, and with money comes freedom and your own decisions, and you can do with it what you want, and you become independent, and that is how you learn and grow and get on in this world.
You're an inspiration to me, Hosk.
It's not bad.
You've obviously created an environment at home that your children hate, and they will do anything to avoid it.
Scarpa, first thing Sunday morning, out the door to work.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're down to one at the moment in the Glen ZB household, which is, that's, you know, almost as nice. The other one is tramping up a mountain somewhere at the moment. And so part of you is slightly worried, you know, are they all right? Are they doing something dangerous? Are they going to come back? Yes, that's right. I'm worried. Are they going to come back? That's a slight worry. I'm Glen ZB. That was the rewrap for Monday. I will see you back here again tomorrow when we'll wrap up some more insights, just like that one. See you then.